Welcome to this week's lesson. This week, what I want to talk to you about is the idea of refocusing and remotivating. And so this can be more of an experiential video than some of the other ones where it's a lot of information. So what I want you to do right now is to get yourself into that place where you're calm, you're relaxed, you're focused, and we're going to think about what it is that you want to accomplish. And you can't do this too much, right? This is something I would suggest you're doing regularly, daily. Okay, as you go to sleep at night, when you first wake up in the morning, when you get a break from work for a minute, take a moment, and it only needs to be a minute or so, and in your mind, connect to what you're looking to accomplish. Okay, and we want to do this in a kind of three-dimensional way. So not just, I want to lose weight. Okay, that's vague. You're not connected to it. We want to make it very real. We want to feel it. We want to see it in our minds. We want to hear the things we're going to hear. So we want to make it real. So before we do that for a moment, again, I want you to change your state. It's essential, right? If you're in a bad mood or you're tired or you're stressed or whatever else, put that stuff aside just for a moment. Okay, you can go back to feeling that way as soon as we're done here. But for this moment, just relax and let it go for a minute. Okay, and you can do that by taking a deep breath, changing your physiology, your posture, right? Sit up straight, relax your shoulders. Take a few deep breaths. Okay, and just soften the face, right? Soften the body. Now, what is it you're looking to accomplish? It's not just weight loss. You're looking to be strong. You're looking to feel better, right? You're looking to look better. Right? You want to hear some compliments. You want a better sex life. You want all these different things that are truly the thing that you're after. Okay, and so this is in your own mind, so you can think about whatever it is that's motivating you. Okay, but I want you to think about it in a powerful way. And let's do that now. So in order to get the most out of this, you want to close your eyes. Most of the energy in our body, mentally, is dedicated to visually interpreting things. So when I tell you to close your eyes, it's because it frees up a lot of energy for you. It allows you to visualize things in a much more profound and effective way. Okay, so if you can right now, close your eyes. And I want you to think about what you're looking to accomplish. Okay, and I want you to do it in a relaxed and calm way. So this isn't just about kind of that rah-rah motivation, getting fired up and all that. It's about that kind of quiet, ongoing, never-ending, just moving forward to accomplish something. Because not only does the end result feel good, but the journey's enjoyable. Okay, and so as you become healthier, as you become thinner, as you become leaner and stronger, more flexible, it's a fun process. Okay, it's a fun process to go through. It's fun watching yourself get stronger. Right? Look the way you want to look. Okay, but for now, what I want you to do is I want you to go into the future and I want you to imagine yourself the way you want to be. Okay, imagine yourself looking, feeling the way that you want to. Right? Now, again, we want to do this visually, right? If you can imagine it visually, some people are very good at that, then see yourself. What will you look like? What kind of clothes will you wear? Right? How would it be looking in the mirror, seeing yourself in that body? Right? Imagine yourself kind of checking yourself out, you know, checking out all the ways you check yourself out in the mirror. Right? Imagine yourself looking good, the way you want to look. But then beyond visually, there's also auditory. Right? So what are people going to say to you? Right? How are people going to interact with you? Because the truth is that people respond to people that are in good shape differently. Whether it's right or wrong, we're not going to go into. But the point is, that when you're in good shape, people are going to show you more respect, okay, as a rule. I mean, not every single person, but most people are going to interact with you differently because you are a person who is in control of their health. So I want you to imagine conversations you have throughout a typical day, but imagine the conversation with you looking and feeling the way you want to look and feel. Notice how it's a little different, right? The dynamics have changed a little bit. Notice how they speak to you a little differently, show you a little bit more respect, are listening to what you have to say with more interest and belief because you're living proof that you're a person that is congruent with how they live and how they want to live. Okay? So with the visual, with the auditory, and now we go to the kinesthetics, the feelings of having that body you want. And when you take a moment here and imagine you have the body that you want, okay? And we're talking about a year, 2, 3 years away body, right? This ideal body that you want, okay? Now imagine what it would be like. Imagine yourself moving, That's a good one. So maybe you're walking down the stairs, or maybe you're walking into your job, or you're getting out of your car and walking into the grocery store to get groceries. Doesn't matter. I want you to just pick a situation in your life where you're moving, you're walking into a typical place you go to, or climbing stairs, any kind of movement you do. But imagine doing that movement in this body that you want. Okay, imagine yourself feeling strong, right? How would you walk, right? Imagine feeling that confidence, that excitement, that energy, that radiance, okay? And now what I want you to do, so that's the future. Now again, you can spend more time on this later and you can do it at your own pace, but those are the three things we wanna hit. We wanna hit the visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and make them as real as possible and really feel them. Now what I want you to do is I want you to back it up. So if you were thinking 3 years out, make it a year and a half away. If you were thinking a year out, make it 6 months. Okay, cut whatever time you were thinking of in half. And so it's halfway closer. And I want you to imagine yourself feeling the same way, but maybe you're not quite at that goal yet. Okay, so again, this is the journey part of it. I want you to imagine how you feel, how you're going about your life. Right? What are you eating for lunch? Go through a typical day in your life and see how you're eating, what you're preparing, how you're exercising, how you're dealing with the world. Because that ideal you with that ideal body is going to deal with things differently. You know, it's easy to see your body change. It's not as easy to see your mind change. And yet, that is the most important part. That's what's going to get you your results. So I want you to start seeing that the changes you're going to get physically are going to be accompanied by changes mentally, how you handle stress, how you handle being depressed or scared, okay? These are the things that are truly going to give you a new body forever, okay? As you change your responses in the way that you think and you act and you respond to things. And this is what I want you to think about right now. So go 6 months out, go half that distance out, and see yourself in that transformation phase where you're doing the things that are going to give you that body, but you don't have the exact body you want yet. This is a phase you need to think about, right? Because this is the phase you need to master to get to that body. And this is where a lot of people don't master, all right? So think about how you want to go through the transformation phase of it. How are you going to deal when something stressful happens and you look in the mirror and you don't have the exact body you want? This is the magic key, right? Is this answer, this being able to respond the way that you want to be able to think, act, and respond like a thin person now, right? Before you've achieved the results that you actually want. And you can do this in any area of your life, but again, we're talking about weight loss. So think of a typical day, go through it, see yourself halfway to your goal. Okay, so your body's halfway there, it's changed already. Notice the differences you feel. Don't just look at the weight, the size things. Look at the energy levels. Look at the excitement. Look at the momentum, right? Look at the success that you've already achieved, okay? Because there's an excitement to that. Notice how people are speaking to you. It's gonna be a little different, okay? Because they're looking at you and say, wow, you're really doing it. And there's a sense of excitement to that, okay? It's usually temporary though. As you start losing the weight, it's the topic of conversation. People will be talking to you about it. You're excited about it. That's just a phase, though. That comes and it goes. What you're looking to do is create a long-term change in the way that you think and in your body. But right now, I want you to think about how people respond to you as you're going through this transformation. Okay? See yourself going through a typical day, and you're halfway through your transformation, physically and mentally. See yourself dealing with stressful situations. See yourself coming up with new solutions. And now what I want you to do is I want you to go back again to your ultimate ideal body. Okay, so now you're going forward again. And you have some idea in your mind, right? Maybe it's going to be a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Some idea in your mind. Go to that final stage where you believe you'll be able to have the exact body you want. And I want you to go back into all those feelings again. And so you can reconnect to what you were just thinking about, or you can come up with a new scenario, right? Imagine a new day with this body that you want. New conversations, new feelings, new experiences. And remember what that feels like. Imagine yourself in your ideal body going on a vacation. Right? Take a moment and do that. And go through a typical day. How would you eat? How would you respond to food? Okay, how would you interact with it, perceive it? Okay, with that exact body that you want. because I want you to get used to the feeling of having the body, your health, your energy levels being the primary thing you're thinking about when food comes up. Okay, not just the taste part of it. Taste is good too, but it takes a real distant second place when it comes to when you focus on the energy and the way it makes you feel in the short term and the long term. Right? If you master food, if you master your relationship with food, then you're going to find that it becomes much easier to manage your weight. Okay, and part of that mastering your relationship with food is being able to see food for what it is, that it's a means to an end, it's a fuel to fuel your body, your life, and everything you experience. Okay, and then after that comes the taste. Right? So when you see it correctly like that, it makes a huge difference in how easy it is for you to maintain your body. Okay? And so now what I want you to do is I want you to bring all of those feelings right back into your body right now. And I want you to imagine that you feel as if you have the exact body that you want. Right? This body that you're dreaming of, this body that would be so enjoyable to live in. And I want you to imagine as if you feel that way right now. Okay? Whether your body looks like that or not is not important. You want to change all the insides first. Okay? And imagine feeling that way. Imagine feeling like you've already succeeded. You've already done all this work. And now you're just continuing with it. And you're enjoying it. And you're making it fun because you feel like you've mastered it and that feels good. Congruently good. All right? So this is an exercise I want you to do. Do this at night. You can. What I would suggest at night doing is you go to that ultimate goal or you go to that midway goal. And then what you do is you bring it back into right now, feeling in your body, and then go into tomorrow. So I'm doing the suggesting that maybe you do it at night as you're going to sleep. You think about the ultimate goal, you think about halfway there, then you bring those feelings back into right now, right into your body now, and then imagine what tomorrow would be like if you woke up feeling that way. This I promise you will have profound effects on you. Okay, a profound effect on your results. Okay? So play around with this and get used to it. There's no right or wrong other than just doing it. There's just taking action with it. There's no right way or wrong way. It's just taking action and you will learn how to do it. So if you regularly do this where you think about what you want to accomplish, how it feels, how it looks, how it sounds, and you put that into your body and you reprogram your mind in this way, that's the right way to do it. Other than that, there's little tweaks you can make, but you will make those automatically just by doing this regularly. Okay, so don't worry about if you're doing it perfect or not. That's far, far, far less important than if you're doing it. Okay, so if you keep this in your mind, if you continually do this, it will have absolute profound effects on you. Okay, so I can't overstate that enough. So do that this week and beyond, and I'll talk to you next week.